honor you, Lord. We honor you, Lord. We honor you for all your signs, your wonders, for all of your love and grace. He is worthy, isn't he? So worthy. The Lord gave this in such a special way. Some time ago, the Lord started giving me the message for you today. It's just that important to heaven and for you. Tearing down the strongholds of the devil. And the Lord let me know it's time for his people to stand up as tall as his son stood when he was here and worked among men. And that is for every one of us to stand with the whole armor of God like he did. He used the whole armor and he tore down the strongholds of the devil. That's why he came. No one else could have done it. All the Abrahams and all the Elijahs and Elishas and Moses and the Joshuas and the prophets, major and minor, none of them could tear down all of the strongholds of the devil. Jesus came and brought that power, that great power to tear down the strongholds of the devil. The Bible said he came to destroy the works of the devil, to destroy his works, and that's being done in a great way. The scripture lesson is in 2 Corinthians today, in the 10th chapter, beginning with the 4th verse, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And it's time for us to get busy and know we can do it through the powerful name, that blood name, Jesus, casting down imaginations. Now, imaginations, the devil really creates chaos with us if we let him. And he will really battle our minds through imaginary things, things that are not real, things that are not true. And every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God. So you keep with the word and you try every spirit. You try everything I do with the word of God. God carefully taught me that in 1954 in the divine visitation, that every vision, every manifestation in my services that I didn't understand, I was to take them to the word. If they didn't stand the word test, they were manifestations of the devil. And if the vision didn't stand the word test, it's a manifestation of the devil. And many people have gotten led off by false angels. And you have to learn, the real angels, because they all appear with a beautiful light when you first see their light. And you cannot tell the difference only through the gift of discerning of spirits. And the Lord schooled me in this. I had to be schooled. He took me over. He told me I'd been to man's school, and man had taught me, but now I had to be taught by the Holy Ghost. And thousands of hours the Lord has taught me. And he took me into the kingdom of Satan. He showed me the strategy, the techniques that he uses, and the tactics that he uses. And he uses the same thing over and over that he used in Eden to cause the first man and the first woman to fail. Man is just that gullible. Woman is just that gullible until if he or she, if they don't walk with their hands in the hands of the Lord, the devil will beguile them. The devil will fool them. The devil will deceive them. And Jesus came, the perfect Adam, and he uncovered the works of the devil. And he met the devil head on with divine blood. He was the Word made flesh and dwelt among men, the Bible tells us. And exalted itself against the knowledge of God. And bringing into captivity, you can capture every disobedient thought that the devil shoots at you. And he shoots many of those darts at us. But we can stop them with the word of God, with the blood word, and they'll have no effect on us. And every thought to the obedience of Christ. And the obedience of Christ. Now, Christ did it this way. The book that you have, if you have my book on the mind of Christ, it gives you the 141, I call them ingredients that the Lord gave me that made up the mind of Christ when he was here on earth. Never have I preached a sermon or taught a lesson from the Word of God that the Lord told me he wanted me to give them, the people, a special exam. And he gave me what he wanted me to give to them. And you can check those that test, take that test, and know how much of the mind of Christ you have. If you don't have all the ingredients, I give you scripture. Peter said, you can add. You can add. And in this hour, you need to add. If you don't have the fullness of the mind of Christ, and some of you do not, that's the reason the enemy beguiles you at times and worries you unnecessarily and makes you think even sometimes that the Lord has forgotten you, that the Lord doesn't care, but he cares. He cares. He cares. All you have to do is stop and think about Calvary. And when you think of Calvary, you'll know that the Lord loves you. You'll know what the Lord has done for you when you think of Calvary. After Calvary, how can any of us ever doubt his love? How can we doubt any of his word? How can we doubt Jesus Christ at all? How can we doubt him being the same yesterday, today, and forever? We don't have to fear the devil. Be not afraid. This Bible throbs with, be not afraid. Be not afraid. Be not afraid. And the devil works through fear. The Lord works through love. See the difference? Don't you choose love instead of fear? And he tells you, don't be afraid. And even Jesus on board with the disciples in a storm, he was asleep. He wasn't afraid. He proved to them that he was human and asleep. And as a human being, he needed to sleep. As a divine Son of God, he didn't need to sleep. And it looked like their boat was going down. They had been bailing water, and they'd been hollering at each other. They were so scared they didn't even think about Jesus. At last, somebody thought about him, and somebody hollered, "He's asleep!" And somebody ran over to shake him and said, "Don't you care if we die? Don't you care if we die? Of course the Lord cares. He wants you to live and work for him. He wants you to do things for him." They were in training, the best school ever, the best teacher ever, Jesus. He just stood up. They wondered what he was going to do. I guess it scared some of them even a little more when he did move, because they thought, was he going to jump overboard now? Did we not get him awake? Somebody better hold on to him. Imagination can destroy you, you know. But if you'll use good imaginary things, it'll help bring you into realities. But you must do it that way. I have a lot of imagination, but I use it for good. I bring so much to me that way. And then through the Lord, through the Holy Spirit and the mighty anointings, it becomes living reality, living reality. And now, how are you going to let the devil do you in this hour? In the fourth chapter of Luke, the devil came after Jesus. When you're on long fast, the devils are coming after you, and you're just well to get ready. And if you don't think they'll come after you, just try a good long fast. And I can see them, and you can feel them. And they just swarm. They'll just swarm around me when I'm fasting a long fast. They come, but they don't want me to see them most of the time, and they'll get over to the side, and I can see them just like people see them. They'll try to get over to the side and get out of the way, and I make fun of them a lot of times. You better not try it unless you know what you're doing, and I'll tell you, but I know what I'm doing, and how the Lord leads me, and I make fun of him because he's Beelzebub, and he's the God of flies. Did you know that? That's what it means, the God of flies. And I tell him his demons just like flies. They're just a nuisance, and I know them, and I'm not afraid of them, but I hate flies, and I swat them, and I tell the devil I'm swatting his demons with the Word of God. I'm swatting them, and that's what you need to do, is swat those devils. You don't have to let the devil rub your nose in the sand. You have victory over him through Jesus Christ. You have the gun, and you ought, if you don't know how to use the blood, get with it. And there's four books that the Lord gave me on the blood. And if you studied those books, now you know about the blood, and you know ought to know how to use the blood. I use the blood. I use it in every miracle. I use it in every deliverance. I go against the powers of the devil. I look into souls and see those devils, and the Holy Spirit will number them to me, how many is in a person. But I stand there unafraid. I stand there with absolutely no fear. I know they have to come out. I know if the person wants them out, they will come out. They cannot stay. And so God uses me to destroy that stronghold. A devil-possessed person, that's a stronghold the devil has on them. The devil operates their mind, their bodies, and so forth. And that's a critical, awful condition to be in. And that stronghold, that is a stronghold. And they can't get free. But Jesus came to set the captives free. That's what we're to do. The Lord said, not only these works will you do, but you shall do greater works. And we're doing greater works in greater numbers, that is, in greater numbers. I reach more people in a week's time than Christ preached to and ministered to the whole time he was here on earth. That's what television, radio, the printed page, and so forth has done. And we'll have more people get the Holy Ghost in one service overseas than receive the Holy Ghost in the history of the beginning of the church, the first 33 years. You think about that. We'll have thousands. We've had as many as 60-some thousand to receive the real baptism of the Holy Ghost in one service, numbered by the Lord. And in that service, the Lord told me, I believe it was three different times before the service started, he said, tonight I will baptize 60, it was 2 or 3,000. It's been some time back, one or the other. And he told me that, and I knew it. I knew it. And then when he let me know that many had been baptized, and the Holy Spirit cried through me again and again, this is that was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, I'll pour it out. And the Lord cried out, this is the pouring out time. This is the pouring out time. And this is the pouring out time. This is the pouring out time for you. Did you know that? And you better get down that umbrella if you have one. And you better get rid of every doubt. I don't leave any room for doubt. No room for doubt. I don't believe in doubt. I believe in faith. What do you believe in? I believe in that faith book. There's no doubt in this book. No doubt in this book. This is a faith book, and I use it. That's faith. That's faith. That's faith. And eat the word. Eat the word. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Every word. And I eat the word. I get hungry for the word, just like people get hungry for food. And I eat the word. I eat the word on a fast. Don't sit around and think about what you're going to eat when you come off the fast. For God's sake, you're starved to death, and you won't get as much out of your fast. Decide, I have something to eat on that you knew not of. Jesus introduced it to us. And when he had sent the disciples to buy food, and the Samaritan woman came, and he let them know that he had food to eat they didn't even know about. They didn't even understand about. And they thought, did somebody bring him some dinner? Of course, the Heavenly Father had seen to it. And he was dining. He was dining. It was the Word. He was the Word himself. And he was dining through the Word, giving it out to a lowly Samaritan woman. A lowly Samaritan woman that shocked her and got her attention, because she said, how is it you, being a Jew, ask to drink of me? I'm a woman of Samaria, and the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. But he was king of all, king for everybody. King Jesus he is, and he is our Lord and our Savior, and he is ready to move for you. And we're here to tear down the strongholds tonight for you. Some of you, those are strongholds that's hindered you, and you have a great need. And the Lord's ready to tear down those strongholds. strongholds and the power of God will be here, saith the Lord, for it to be done. And it can be done even today, right now, while the word of God is going forth. He sent his word and he delivered them. He sent his word and he healed them. He sent his word and love entered their hearts. He sent his word and faith into their hearts. Hope became divine hope and divine trust and divine hope lets you know that everything's going to be all right. And divine hope lifts you up into that realm where divine faith takes over and the rest of the route to glory is easy. Faith, faith, he's a faith God. And when you speak in faith, words in faith, he hears every word. Every word he hears when you speak it in faith. Never speak in doubt. I don't speak in doubt. It's faith, 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 faith. It's not human faith I'm concerned about. It's divine faith. We're to tear down the strongholds of the devil. Adam and Eve were created to have victory over all the strongholds of the devil. Jesus said when he was here, I saw the devil, Satan, fall from heaven as lightning. Yes, he saw him cast out. And he is just a weakling. And he's the one that said, I will ascend above the clouds and I'll become like the Most High. And God spoke and said, I'll cast you down to the pits of hell. That's where I'll put you. You're nothing. You are nothing. And Jesus knew that he was nothing when he came. And he had been fasting 40 days and nights. That devil's cunning. And he thought, I'll find him while he's weak. And I'll get to him through ego. And like I did Eve, I got to her. He has taken on that weak flesh. And he's not as strong. He's not as strong as he would have been if he hadn't taken on that flesh. He dared to take on that weak flesh. Now I can defeat him. I can defeat him. He's hungry. And I'll get him to bow to me. I'll get him to obey me. It'll be such an innocent act of obedience. I'll tell him, if he be the Son of God, prove it to me. We don't have to prove nothing to the devil. When you stoop that low, you're in bad shape. Did you know that? And the devil's getting the best of you. I never seek to prove one thing to the devil. One thing. And you take people who say, if I could see somebody grow a leg, I would believe. What a rotten statement to make. What an idiot. Why, if you can't believe God will heal a headache, you're liable to die of shock if somebody grew a leg right before your very eyes. The devil makes idiots. I've said that so many times, and I say it because I believe it. And God makes intelligent beings. Isn't that wonderful? And it's great that Jesus came to make intelligent beings and tearing down the strongholds of the devil. The Lord didn't completely give up. He almost did in Noah's day. But he found one man to tear down the strongholds of the devil. And he waited 120 years for the ark to be built. God will do anything to help us destroy the works of the devil. God hates the devil. He hates everything about him. And he's ready to give you all that heaven affords in this final hour for you to tear down the works of the devil. And Satan, your kingdom must come down. Thank God, your kingdom is coming down. We have the evidence. We carry the evidence. We don't listen to you. We don't listen to dead preachers or priests. We listen to Lord God Almighty. Satan, your kingdom's coming down. Woo! It's coming down. Your kingdom is coming down. And there's not a thing, devil, you can do about it. And in the meantime, we're going to give you a fit daily, many fits. And instead of you bulldozing us, we're going to come out of the bed every morning and bulldoze you. And I come out to bulldoze the devil. I don't give him a chance. Some people used to say when I was growing up, the last lick is the best lick. I think the first one's the best. Let it be final. Amen. And stand there. And I've seen little old boys sticking their nose out. Now, you just hit me. You just hit me. Well, now, that's the time to hit, if you're going to hit. That's the time to get him. Okay. And that's the best lick. And you put the most strength in that one, because when you wait for the other guy to hit you, you may be weaker. You may not be as strong, but give a knockout blow. And I learned that. And that's good to use on the devil, and I use it on him. I give him a knockout blow. And I give him the word, and I sock him going and coming with the word of God. The blood. And he wants to give you a fit. Well, you act like you're taking one, a blood fit, a divine blood fit, and start shouting, the blood. You say, what will the neighbors think? They don't care what you think, so why should you think about them? And the way they carry on the rock and roll and the drunken parties and everything, it's time for you to get off your seat of doing little and do much, and just get going with this thing, and let's let the Lord really move, and let's let the Lord do all that he wants to do, and let's let the Lord finish up his plan. Noah let the Lord finish up the plan for the ark, and it took 120 years, but he stayed with the Lord for him to finish up. Thank God we don't have to stay that long. We're getting ready to get out of here. One flight out, and it's all planned, our escape. And he said, if we would obey him, and obey him, and do his will, he would save us from that awful hour, and he's going to do it. He's going to do it for the obedient. He said he'd give the Holy Ghost to them that obey. Now the strongholds of the devil are nothing when it comes to Jesus Christ. Jesus said, it is written, and the devil became helpless. The devil came up with something else, and Jesus said, it is written. That's all you have to do is tell the devil. And I never debate with the devil. I just tell him what God says. What God has said. God said it, devil, and it's not a thing you can do about it. It's not debatable, and I'm not about to debate. I don't debate with people. If they come around wanting to debate, I send them on their way. I get them out of my office in a hurry. I'm not going to debate the Word of God with anybody. I don't have to. It's there. God said it. They can read it and believe it, or they can doubt it. The Bible says, let God be true and everybody else a liar. And I'm for that, aren't you? We never say, God, if you can do so and so. We learned that from his word, that a man brought his boy to the Lord to be healed. He'd taken him to the disciples, and they couldn't do anything. And he said, Lord, I took him to your disciples, but they couldn't deliver him. If you can do anything, the Lord was going to stand for that. If he shot it right back at him and said, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. That says it all. He had a loaded gun, didn't he? The truth. You can shoot the devil down every time with the truth. You can stop all his darts with the truth. That faith, truth will do it. That shield of faith. Where's the armor? Do you forget about the armor? Do you forget about the armor? Oh, some of you, you get up and dress yourself and cover your nakedness to go out, but you don't cover your soul with the whole armor of God. You go out naked, so to speak. You go out helpless. The devil just about got me today. It's a wonder to me he didn't get you. Without the armor and a soldier, you're supposed to be a soldier. Did you know we're supposed to be soldiers? And a soldier without his gear, without his armor, won't even use his gun. He's talked different to that. That's right. Isn't that right? And the Holy Spirit's forever after us for us to be ready. Be ready. Be ready. Be ready. Be ready. And Paul was taught by the Holy Ghost, and his pet phrase was, I am ready. I am ready. I am ready. I'm ready. I've adopted that. I'm always ready. I'm always ready. I'm always ready. Are you ready? I don't have to get ready for the devil. I'm ready for him. I'm ready. When I come out of bed, I'm ready. I sleep ready. I walk awake ready. I am ready. I am ready to meet him head on. I'm ready to give him the first blow. I'm ready to bulldoze him under. Get out of the way, devil, or get bulldozed under. Here I come. Here I come. Coming right through here with the truth. The devil can't stand the truth. He's allergic to the truth. Did you know the devil's allergic to the truth? He is. He's allergic. I've thrown it on him and he can't stand it. Lord, have mercy. It's like pouring scalding water on flesh. human flesh, and the devil takes off. The Lord said, it's written, looked around, and the devil was gone for a season. Well, it's good we can send him off for a season. And then when he comes back, send him away on another vacation. And when he comes back, send him on another vacation, fully paid of you giving him the hot seat every time he comes around. Make the devil miserable. Now, the devil's going to make you miserable, or you're going to make him miserable, and I'm not going to let the devil make me miserable. I don't want to be miserable. I don't intend to be miserable. God took me out of misery when he saved me and put me into joy unspeakable and full of glory and gave me real life. Jesus came and brought the new and living way, and it's abundant life, and I'm going to live it. Now, you can act like a pauper if you want to and look so unhappy going to heaven, and somebody asks where you're going, and some of you look happier going to McDonald's than you do going to heaven, and that's terrible. You ought to be the happiest person on earth that you have your passport. And somebody says, where are you going? I'm going to heaven. Woo! I'm on my way. Lord, they think, what an idiot. Well, what do we care what they think? Doesn't make any difference. We're on our way, aren't we? We're on our way, and we'll soon be there. And it's almost go home time. And the joy of the Lord is with us, and the grace of God's abounding for us. And his grace is sufficient. His grace is sufficient. Some of you always feeling into your pockets to see if you have sufficiency. Always checking your bank account if you have one to see how much you have in there. My Lord, have mercy. That can melt away with one little sickness. Did you know that? Or one fire could destroy it all. It did for Job, didn't it? Destroyed everything. Destroyed everything, but he said, though he slay me. His wife was different. She didn't have the victory. You know, there's a lot of Miss Jobs and Mr. Jobs with, ought to be called Miss Jobs, shouldn't they? Oh, yes. And she said, why don't you curse God and die? That's a big deal with some people. That's devil talk. That's the reason people feel so high and mighty when they say, why don't you curse God and die? He said, you talk like a sinner, wife. You don't even talk like you have any God about you. I think you're backslidden. I think you have. No, I'm going to bless God and live. The Lord gave, the Lord have taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. How much do you bless God? Do you bless him just when you think everything's going good? Or do you bless him when the storm is raging, when it looks like everything's against you, and you say, I know in whom I've believed, and I know he will keep everything that I've committed into his hands. Read up on Paul. He stayed on top. He stayed on top, not muddy bottom. No, he stayed on top. And if you'll stay with Jesus, his miracle power, in the man of God's day, the prophet, the iron did swim. The iron was on muddy bottom, and according to the law of nature, it couldn't swim, but the man of God said, cut me a stick, bring it here. He put that stick of faith in there, and up came the axe head. Hoo-hoo! And the student said, I borrowed it, and it's gone. Well, that's what some of us think about. We can go to muddy bottom so quick. It's all over. What am I going to do? You're going to trust God. That's what you're going to do. You're going to get a little closer to him. You're going on a long fast if necessary. And you're going to shake heaven. Shake heaven while you're here on earth. And you're going to let the devil know that you'll be all right. Then that's something. You let the devil talk you out of your security. Talk you out of your insurance policy that I preached about, heaven's insurance policy. And some of you don't carry good heavenly insurance. I stay up with my insurance with the Lord. I stay paid up in every way. Anything he wants done, I do it. I do it. He says, I want this done, I do it. I never say, I can't do it. I just say, Lord, you'll have to help me. And I know he'll help me. And the Lord said, trust in the Lord with all your heart and don't lean to your own understanding. Some of you lean to your head all the time. You'll find the best pillow you can find. If it has a little throb, you get excited about it. And you think you're looking out for your mind. And you're going to get senile. You're liable to if you stay with the devil. But if you'll be with the Lord and keep the mind of Christ, Christ could have lived 1,000 years here on earth and never gotten senile. He's coming back to live 1,000 years in peace, and none of us will be senile, huh? Isn't that nice? Oh, glory be to God. And some of you let the devil scare you to death. And He'll say, you can't remember names. Most people can't. If that's being senile, most of you were born that way. And so they'll just talk to you in all kinds of ways to scare you. And he wants to rule you with a rod of not faith, but fear, fear, fear. But Jesus said, oh, ye of little faith. Little faith is always human faith. If you have any faith at all with God, it's the size of a mustard seed, and that's the smallest seed on planet Earth today, the mustard seed. And the Lord said, if you have faith the size of a grain of mustard seed, you can move mountains. In other words, you can tear down the strongholds of the devil. You can really do what God wants you to do. And the Lord gives you that power. Jesus said, all power is given unto me. All power. And I give it unto you. I give this power unto you. I give this power unto you. In the 9th chapter of Luke's gospel, he gave it to the 12. He told them to go forth and heal the sick and cast out devils. And he let them see before he went away that that power would work. That power would work. That power would work. And they tried to, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, they wanted to say that Jesus had a devil in him because he's casting out devils. But he let them know one devil couldn't cast out another devil. And a house divided can't stand. And so you have the word, you have the word, you have the word, you have the word. But some of you just let the devil make a heyday out of your mind. Out of your mind, he can't take your body over, he can't take your soul over. So you let him control your mind. And he makes you think you're just helpless in, with your mind, that you can't get your mind off of what he's given you to think about. And you show him that you can, because you start thinking the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood. You say, I can't control my mind, preacher. You can when you want to. If somebody woke up and give you $1 million, you'd control it. You'd forget everything but the million. It all depends on the effort you put forth. You just allow yourself to be helpless. And just, you see the devil coming, you say, just go ahead and eat me, devil. Just go ahead. I'm scared to death anyway. You as well go ahead and eat me up. Devour me. The Lord said, you're going about as a roaring lion, seeking whom you may devour. Just go ahead. You as well eat me now as later, because I don't think I'm going to make it. Isn't that sad? You're a sad sight talking like that. I think I'll commit suicide. You're not worth it. You're not worth it. Anybody wouldn't put any more value on their life than that. You'll jump right into the devil's hell. You hear me? You go to hell for murder, and that's murder. Go on. Some people want to get sympathy. They'll say, I'm going to commit suicide. You know what you feel like doing? Say, why don't you go ahead and get it over with? So many times you can sober them up just with truth. Did you know it? They say, I'm going to jump off the bridge. Go ahead and jump. Wait till I get there to see it. You can't let people or devils out-talk you. They'll threaten you with all kinds of things to put fear on you, to get attention, to get pity. Who wants to live on pity? That's awful. That's pukey. You say, preacher, you say just anything. Yeah, to you, you can understand what I'm talking about. You know my language. It's English. I hope. Oh, tearing down the strongholds of the devil. Look at Moses, for instance. The Lord's already proven this even before the coming of Jesus. And he proved that if a man or a woman, a boy or girl, would yield to him like little Joseph, he would be able to tear down the strongholds of the devil. That's all he needs is one person. One person in God is a majority always. Don't ever forget it. One person, that's a majority. A majority. You and God. You and God. Nobody loves me. What do you care whether they love you or not? They can hate you just as quickly as they can love you. And what do you care? What do you care? I don't depend on whether people love me or not. I don't depend on that. I don't go around thinking about, do you love me? I don't care. I'm living for the Lord. I'm a holy person. If you can't love a holy person, you're a sad sight. You're not worth putting on the scales. You wouldn't even weigh on God's scale. Isn't that right? They said the Apostle Paul's speech was contemptible. I think some people think mine is too. But people just, they don't want the truth. They can't stand the truth. They can't stand the truth. And look, it took the Lord a long time to make a Moses. 40 years in the making. But boy, he started with him at birth, didn't he? And as a little one, he had a basket of love for him. And he had a destination plan for him. He had a plan for his life. God has a plan for your life. And you're going to be all right. Going to be all right. Some of you, every time you get a little scratch or a bump, the devil tells you you're going to die. You're going to die. That's cancer. Some of you have been dying with cancer ever so long, you hadn't had a touch of cancer. Isn't that right? And Job said, the thing I was greatly afraid of came upon me. He was afraid that one day he would lose his children. And that was the main thing. And he sanctified them daily. And so wait till you know you got cancer. And then some of you, you'll go to the doctor and doctor tell you got cancer, and you'll deny it. That's not the way to get your deliverance. Don't you know better? You tear down the stronghold of the devil. Just say, the Lord's going to heal me. I said, the Lord's going to heal me. The Lord's going to get me well. The Lord will deliver me. You have to realize that sickness comes from the devil. And it's not because you've done something wrong. It's because the devil's doing things wrong. And the devil will afflict you. And he'll pile these things on you. But you know what? The Lord gets no glory out of our sickness and diseases. He gets glory when we're delivered. And he loves to deliver his people. And see the difference when the Lord delivers you? Sometimes he uses good surgeons and gives them that wisdom, knowledge, or they wouldn't have it. But you're brought out, and you have a wonderful testimony for the Lord. When I was afflicted, God didn't get the glory out of my grunts and complaints. Ooh, I suffered. I suffered and couldn't help but groaning. Couldn't help it, just die and death. Couldn't live and couldn't die. But the Lord got the glory out that night when he came. He came and he healed me all over. He's been getting the glory all these years. 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 And I couldn't understand while he was waiting. I couldn't understand why he wouldn't heal me. But I had to go through that valley because I've had to go into that valley thousands of times to bring somebody out, to tear down the strongholds of the devil, the stronghold that the devil had over that person, making them think they were going to die, that it was the will of God, they couldn't live. And I've gone in and brought so many thousands out of that bondage. Yes, we're just like Jesus. When we live like him and talk like him, we are sent then in his name to set the captives free. To set the captives free. To set the captives free. And that's what we're doing in this final hour. And everybody, you have a place in this great plan. In this great plan. And look how carefully the Lord planned with the Noah family, 8 souls only. What will he do with the multitudes of us? We are a mighty army in his sight, and he wants to use each and every one of us. And he wants us to be living, walking epistles, saying, Jesus is coming soon. Hear ye the word of the Lord. The soul that sinneth shall die, shall die, shall die, shall die. The Lord, in making a Moses, some people would have given up. People would have said it was too dangerous because the mother and dad could have been killed for hiding him when he was first born. But not so. They had faith in God and they had no fear. They had faith in God. Faith conquers fear. And so they went forth to fulfill the plan for Moses that they held in their hands. We hold other people's destiny in our hands at times. Did you know that? And we got to hold it with love. We got to hold it with grace. We got to hold it with inspiration, consecration, dedication. We must hold it by being just like Jesus, just like Jesus, just like Jesus. We must hold it without one doubt, without one doubt, without one doubt, without one doubt, without criticism, without casting them down. They're down far enough, and we lift them up. We lift them up that everything's going to be all right. Why? Because God said so. God said so. God said so. And we can hold on to that, that everything's going to be all right. Everything's going to be all right. All is well. As the woman said, her son had died, and she was getting to the man of God. She didn't get ready for the funeral. She didn't get ready for the burial. But it isn't a proper time to go to the man of God. Any time's a proper time to go to God. I'm going. I'm going. I don't know when I'll be back, husband, but I'm going. And so she went to find the man of God, and she was in a hurry to get there. And that little old mule that she was riding was going fast as it could go. And the man of God saw her and said to his servant, "Go and see what's wrong with her." And ran out, and she said, "All is well, all is well." She just brushed him aside like he was nothing. All is well. And it was. When she got to the man of God, she just fell down at his feet and humbled herself and told him the condition, and the Lord raised her son from the dead. All was well. And you need to decide that we're tearing down the strongholds of the devil, and he hates you for it. And you can make him fear instead of you being afraid. You don't have to be afraid. Jesus was never afraid of the devil. Never afraid. Never afraid. He had the conquering power, and he is our victory. He is your very faith. He is your very love. He is your very walk. He is your very talk. He is your very mind. He is your very all, and you are complete in Christ Jesus. Woo! Hallelujah! We are complete. We are complete. We are complete. We are complete. And it's time for us to shout hallelujah, because Jesus is our hallelujah. And it's time for us to glorify the Lord. And it's time for us to let people know that we are believers. And he said a believer would lay hands on the sick and they would get well. They shall get well. He said, in my name, believers will cast out devils. Cast out devils. Cast out devils. That's the promise of the Lord, that we will tear down the strongholds of the devil by casting devils out of people. And rendering those devils helpless. They have to go. They have to go, just like when Jesus was here. He proved that. And he met a man that had so many devils in him called Legion. That means at least 2,000. Could have been 3,000. And those devils in him, they'd chain him, but he'd pluck them asunder. He wouldn't wear any clothes, and he wouldn't bathe or anything. His mind was gone. He was a madman. Everybody was afraid of him. Those devils, oh, they loved that. They controlled him. But Jesus came one day. Oh, Jesus that I'm preaching about. The Jesus that it's not I that liveth, but he lives inside of me. And so many of you can say the same thing today. And these devils took out after Jesus, telling this man, here's the one that's against you. Here's the one that's come to torture you. But Jesus wasn't afraid. The disciples were, I assure you. But Jesus faced those devils, and they knew they had to come out. See, when you won't let the devil bluff you, he has to bow. He has to bow. You take his power all away. You take his bluff away. You take everything false away. You destroy it with truth, the naked truth. You take the disguise off of him, and you let him know, I see you as you really are. You're ugly. You're degraded. You're weak. You're damnable. God hates you, and he has the lake of fire waiting for you. But he has the bottomless pit to put you in for 1,000 years while we live on and on and on and on. And you mean to tell me you're afraid of the devil? You mean to tell me you're scared of him? And the people that I face in other lands, they're bound with fear, witchcraft, voodoo. They rule in witchcraft, voodoo, and all the other darknesses of the devil with fear, stifling, naked fear, paralyzing fear. And the Lord uses me to let them know that I'm not afraid of them. I have no fear. The wizards, they come into my services, and they'll have thousands of devils in them. And they come to seek my power. And they've watched me on television, and they want the power. But when they get there, it's not like what they thought. And the blood takes power over them. And the Lord will point them out to me. And the Lord will show me in visions ahead of time. And He tell me about their deliverance and where they'll be standing and how many devils in them. One had 10,000. One, there was three going to be delivered. And the Lord told me, He brought them before me in a vision in my suite and told me they would be there on a Saturday night. And there'd be one to my left just out from me in that crowd. 5,000 devils, God said. And then He said, straight ahead, just a few yards out from me, would be the second one, 7,000 devils. And then look over to your right for the third one, 10,000 devils in him. And I walked out that night, and they were affecting the people, even our people. It was such a bondage that had come over that crowd. I didn't know for a moment what would happen. What had happened, because I had the victory over those devils, and I knew there's going to be delivered. But the very air, them being there with all those devils, the very air was a takeover by them. And the people, God's people, were just in bondage. Those that had been delivered in the crusade, it was like a different people. I stared at them in utter amazement for a little bit. And then the Lord let me know what had happened and let me know what was taking place. You see, the angel Lord stands by my side, and He directs me, and He lets me know about tearing down the strongholds of the devil and what's about to take place and what they're planning to do and so forth. And He lets me know their strategy and how they're seeking to destroy, going to be there that very night to destroy. Then I took authority, and I did it with the blood, and I began to walk up and down the platform screaming, "The blood, the blood, the blood." I was tearing down the strongholds of those devils, the strongholds, and took that power right out of their hands, right out of their hands through the blood, through the blood. They were disarmed. They were disarmed. And that cloud of destruction, that cloud of damnation, of fear, lifted from them. That whole congregation and the sunlight of God's glory came in. You talk about a service. We had one as God delivered those three wizards, set them completely free. Those devils went out in big wads. They were helpless. They were hopeless. And you know, the Lord even let me see the devils being taken right through the air like defeated armies. It's something to behold, to stand on the platform and watch. And then the Lord taught me how to cast out devils from just standing on the platform, that thousands, any number of thousands, acres of people can be delivered at one time, just to have them say the blood, the blood, the blood. And we start in saying the blood, and my people are there, they're saying the blood, and maybe there's not very many at the time of the natives who are really born again and have the blood, but some of them do have the blood, and they'll start in saying the blood, and that renders those devils helpless, and they become totally helpless then. And that, to see, as they say the blood through their minds, it's not in their soul yet. And the Lord lets me know, and then He lets me keep, He anoints me to keep going, and then it falls into their souls, the blood, and the devils leave out, and they're ready to give their hearts to God. It's just that simple. It is the most unbelievable thing, one of the most unbelievable things that I've ever witnessed. It's so far beyond the human mind. And only through the mind of Christ I will confess that I can take it in. And we all can have the mind of Christ. Paul wrote one of the churches and said, you have the mind of Christ. If you don't have the book, The Mind of Christ, you need to get it. I look at the mind of Christ and the last book, The Mantle, as twins. And the Lord told me, He spoke to me, told me to tell the people, when they hold this book, The Mind of Christ, they're actually holding the mind of my Son, Jesus. The Lord told me that. That book means so much to me when I pick it up, the anointing of it. I want to weep as I talk about it now and think upon it. Oh, how the humility of God's love toward us. We talk about humility, that divine humility. The Lord is so humble toward us. He's so humble toward us. He loves us with an everlasting love, an everlasting love. But we must be willing to suffer for His name's sake. Jesus proved that when He was here. And all the prophets down through the years have suffered for His name's sake. The apostles suffered to have this power. There's a price to pay, but one day, then it's all over. The days of persecution are gone forever. The scars will not linger. There'll be no scars in heaven, only what will be in the nail prints of the Master's hands and His feet and His side, where the Roman soldier punched that sword into His side. That'll be the only scars. Our scars will all be gone. And how wonderful. How wonderful. But you don't have to be scarred of your past now. When the Lord forgives you your sins, the past is gone. It's like it never existed. But the devil wants you to leave the door open, and he wants to keep bringing the past back to you. What past? There's no past. It's been washed away in the blood of the Lamb. In the blood of the Lamb, Paul said, forgetting about the past. It isn't worth remembering. There's nothing there. There's nothing there. That's condemnation of men and devils to condemn you of something of the past. And you've been born new now. You've been born again. And when all of it's washed away, and even God cannot even find those sins. He lets you know in the Holy Scriptures that they're not to be found. They are gone forever. And you'll never be judged for those sins. You met your judgment at the cross. At the cross. And some people, they think that God's people is going to be at the white throne judgment. We're not going to be at the white throne judgment. The Lord wouldn't put us through all of that. It's bad enough for Him to go through it. We're not going to be there. Our judgment came at the cross. And Jesus got us pardoned. He paid the price. And He said, Father, forgive them. I died for them. I paid the price. I'm their sacrificial lamb. I died in their place. And they're going to live for all eternity, Father. Their sins, forgive them, and they'll live forever. And that's what happens. You have your judgment there. And if you don't have my giant little books on the five judgments, you need to get them and study the five judgments. I've had a thorough study of the judgments of God. And they will be at the judgments of reward. And I've told God, oh, just to be there and see you partners get your reward. That'll be reward enough for me. And to be with Angel again. And that'll be plenty of reward enough. Reward, she used to tell me again and again. Now, I don't want to mention it myself. I want you to be with me. I want you to be with me. She wanted me with her for all eternity. And I said, well, honey, whatever you want, you'll get it. Because everybody's going to be happy in heaven. That's all I could tell her. Because I knew I couldn't tell her it's in the Bible that the Lord's going to give Angel and Ernest a mansion together. If the Lord had written it in here, I'd preach it and tell about it. But anyway, I just know everybody's going to be happy. That's according to the Word. See, I go by the Word. And everybody's going to be happy in heaven. And she got there first. And so if she got the Lord in the notion of us having a mansion, say, Lord, you don't have to build him one. Mine will be enough for both of us. We want to live together well. That'd be fine with me. If I didn't get anything else but just to be with Angel a trillion years, that would be all enough. I'd be well paid, more than paid, more than paid. And I just think, how grateful I am that Jesus went to Calvary for Angel. The most wonderful personality next to Jesus that I ever met on planet Earth was Angel's personality. She was so unusual and so godly. And that personality is preserved for all eternity. I'll get to enjoy it, whether we live in the same mansion. I don't know the arrangements that God has. I leave all of that up to Him. All of that up to Him. I just know that I'll see her again. And I just know when Jesus comes, He's going to bring her with Him. He said He would bring our loved ones with Him when He comes. And then won't that be the day? What a grand reunion day that's going to be. And that will be such a happy day that we'll meet our loved ones in the air, and there will be Jesus to take us over and to take us through the gate of glory and down the avenue of heaven before the Father's throne and hear Him say, Father, here's the bride. Here's the bride, Father. Here's the bride. Oh, think about it. Think about it. Oh, think how God used one man, Moses. Moses. And Moses was human. He made his excuses. He wasn't a fluent speech. But the Lord showed him that He could heal him right then and there. But he asked for help, and that brought his brother in. When it brought his brother, it brought his sister in. And they were not right with God. They did not have what they needed. They hadn't been chosen in the first place. Moses was to have done it alone. All the miracles were to have come through Moses. And the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, would have spoken through him. There was the pillar of fire, and he'd already been to the burning bush. He had it all. He had it all. But he made that excuse, and he got into big trouble. Big trouble cost him a lot of trouble. But, oh, what victories God gave through him. That one Moses, the signs, the wonders to bring a nation out of a nation. And what is the Lord going to do in this final hour to bring the bride out? This is the great hour, and the power of God is falling, and miracles in abundance. Miracles in abundance. Oh, it's great. It's great, the miracle power of God. This is your great hour. And remember, God's eyes are upon you, and He hath need of you. And the Lord will do anything for you. He proved it when He gave Jesus for you, and for you to take on the whole armor of God now. And don't count yourself nothing. Without His love, we are nothing. But with His love, we're everything to God. We're everything to heaven. We're everything to the Holy Spirit. And we're everything to Jesus Christ. Thank God for the man of Galilee. And I love that man of Galilee. What about you? And I adore that man of Galilee. And I appreciate everything about him. And we're going to tear down the strongholds of the devil. And we're going to get rid of all that fear. Get rid of it and use faith. Faith conquers fear. The Bible declares it. Faith conquers fear. Faith conquers fear. Faith in God heals the sick. Faith in God moves mountains. Faith in God destroys the powers of the devil. Faith in God tears down the strongholds of the devil. We don't have to bow to the devil. We're not to bow to any of his tactics. We're not to let him worry us. We put him on the run. The Bible said, resist the devil and he'll flee. He'll run from you. He will run. Pick those feet up and put them down in the blood, knowing that they work. The blood works. The blood works. The blood works. Woo! The blood works. 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 It's time for a miracle.
yours. And no matter what your diseases, your afflictions may be, you can be healed. They're being healed of all manner of sicknesses and diseases. And thousands have been healed of AIDS through this Jesus ministry. Whole families have been set free. You too can be delivered. And people are healed of paralysis that were not able to walk, and now they're walking. The power of God can do anything. Only believe, Jesus said when he walked among men. And I am his believer. Believe in the Lord for you. Put your hand on the radio as a point of contact as I pray. Lord, I bring the sick and afflicted to you today. Lay a healing hand on the sick and afflicted. Heal. Heal them of AIDS, leprosy, all kinds of death diseases today, and heal those little ones and those little ones that's deformed. Lord, make them well. Heal with miracle blood power. Miracle blood power in the most wonderful name, Jesus. Jesus. And you that's unsaved, say, oh God, I'm so sorry. I've sinned against you, trampled the blood of Jesus underfoot. I beg your forgiveness, Lord. I put my faith in the divine blood of Jesus, and I believe his blood washes away all of my sins, all of my sins. Say, come into my heart, Jesus. Come on in, Jesus. If you mean it, he has come. Start reading your Bible, praying, and looking to God daily, and some Bible fasting will help. And remember, the blessings of God are yours daily now. You've come to the Lord. Visit our website at www.ernestangely.org. Plenty of good music, singing, plenty of good sermons, and I'm there to pray for your sick 24 hours around the clock. The blessings of God rest upon you. Tell others about the broadcast, and you be there, you and yours, to be blessed. And remember, nobody has ever loved you like Jesus loves you. Nobody's ever cared for you like Jesus cares.